Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world. From the discovery of a giant tortoise thought to be extinct for 113 years, to a historic new law in New York that makes it illegal to discriminate against a person on the basis of their hair.
Mission success for SpaceX, USA. The International Space Station, ISS, recently had a new occupant. Her name is Ripley. She is a dummy astronaut, and she arrived at the ISS on SpaceX's new Crew Dragon capsule. Launched from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the Dragon vehicle docked autonomously at the ISS, 400 kilometers above the Earth. It is the latest in a series of tests the capsule must pass to get approval from NASA to transport people. If other tests are successful, astronauts could be launching in the Dragon as early as July. At present, NASA relies on Russian shuttles to take its astronauts to the space station at a cost of $82 million a seat. The US government's shuttle fleet was retired from service 8 years ago after 135 flights.
Recycled metals. Japan. For the 2020 Games in Tokyo, and the first time in Olympic history, the medals will be made entirely from recycled metal. Launched in Japan in April 2017, a project called Old Metals, New Medals invited the public to donate old electronic devices at shops and municipal authorities across the country. It has now amassed 50,000 tons of old digital products, including laptops, cameras, and more than 5 million mobile phones, enough to make all 5,000 Olympic medals.
Green snow, Russia. A series of environmental incidents went viral in Russia recently. In the latest, residents of a Siberian town complained of toxic green snow thought to be caused by a local chrome factory. And early this year, footage of snow that had been turned black by coal pollution in Kemerovo, Siberia, caused widespread alarm. Environmental concerns are putting Putin's government under increasing pressure. Last year saw mass protests in over a dozen Russian cities to stop toxic rubbish from Moscow being sent to poorer northern regions.
Glastonbury Festival fights plastic, UK. It's a familiar sight every June, music fans leaving Glastonbury in a sea of rubbish. But change is coming. From this year, organizers say that the festival will no longer sell single-use plastic bottles. In 2017, festival-goers used almost 1.3 million bottles. Emily Evis, a co-organizer of Glastonbury, said, "We are all fighting the fight against plastic, which is an enormous task, but well overdue, and we need to make steps in the right direction. Visitors will be allowed to take their own plastic bottles, but they will be encouraged to bring a reusable bottle and refill it at the free water taps around the site."
ISIS schoolgirl controversy, UK. A British teenager who became an ISIS bride has been stripped of her British citizenship. Shamima Begum was one of three London schoolgirls who travelled to Syria to join Islamic State in 2015. Now 19 and living in a Syrian refugee camp, she told The Times in January that she had no regrets but wanted to come home so that her unborn baby could receive medical care. Born in February, her baby has since died. The decision by the UK's Home Secretary to revoke Begum's citizenship is controversial. Begum has no other nationality, and it is against international law to leave a person stateless.
Randy Zuckerberg attacks Facebook, USA. The older sister of Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has revealed why she left the company. It wasn't female-friendly. Talking to CNN, Randy Zuckerberg said, "I hated being the only woman in almost every room I was in." Randy, 37, joined Facebook in 2004, but left in 2011 to set up a marketing and production company. She also offered this surprising advice to women trying to make a mark in tech. "Have a man's name like Randy," she says. I can't even tell you how many meetings I got in those early days of Facebook because people thought they were meeting a dude.
Found. Rare tortoise. Galapagos Islands. A species of giant tortoise thought to be extinct for 113 years has been found in the Galapagos Islands, which is famous for Charles Darwin's work on evolution. Last seen in 1906, the Fernandina tortoise was discovered during a recent expedition for the Channel Animal Planet. The female tortoise, who is probably more than 100 years old, has since been taken to a breeding centre on another island for health checks. The hope now is to find other Fernandina tortoises on the island, including a suitable mate.
New York fights hair discrimination. USA. In a historic move, New York City has banned discrimination based on hair. In future, anyone found to have discriminated against someone because of their hair at school, work, or in public places could be fined up to $250,000. The change in law applies to all New Yorkers, but the new guidelines are aimed specifically at bias against black people and racist stereotypes that black hairstyles, including locks, twists, and afros, are unprofessional.
Last stop for British explorer, UK. The 200-year-old remains of the British explorer who led the first known circumnavigation of Australia have been found under one of London's busiest train stations. The body of Matthew Flinders is just one of 40,000 being exhumed from a cemetery below Euston, which is being excavated as part of a new high-speed rail project. Flinders, who died aged 40, gave Australia its name and is celebrated in the southern continent as a national hero.